Even those who arrived on time for the 9 o'clock opening still had to wait a half hour in the cold as the Doctor's Garden staff put the last-minute signage and packaging in place. Those are required to make recreational sales legal. Among the dozen or so customers waiting in the single-digit weather was Mark Horowitz. The Moab, Utah resident said he was on vacation with his wife and his mother when they decided to stop by the Carbondale shop, the closest one to his home in Utah. Horowitz said he probably wouldn't actually buy any pot, but he just wanted to bask in the moment.
You know, the freedom that America is supposed to represent, you know, this is, and I think feels like an end of a prohibition. You know, even medical marijuana might be a step in that direction, but this is like, you know, the true freedom. I mean, for God's sake, America's got a lot of problems, and marijuana is not really one of them.
Once inside, customers had their IDs checked and photocopied to verify they were at least 21 years of age. Then, five at a time, they were ushered into the Bud Room, a glassed-in sales area featuring showcases containing various jars of marijuana, packaged edibles, and paraphernalia. Robert Pinchuk co-owns Doctor's Garden. He says there were a lot of I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed to get to this day.
It's been a long process. There's been a lot of paperwork, inches and inches of paperwork to fill out, meetings downtown in Denver, several meetings, redoing the background checks, and making sure that we are all compliant and have been compliant since we opened, which we have been.
For Doctor's Garden to go retail, it had to shut down the medical end of the business temporarily while renovations are being made to meet new legal guidelines. Still, Pinchuk said it's worth the hassles to be the first in the valley.
It's absolutely worth it. I think we're making history here, and we're giving people the right to participate in recreational marijuana use, and it's been worth every moment of it.
Moab's Mark Horowitz seemed to agree, as spirits were high among those waiting in line outside of the Carbondale shop on that cold Wednesday morning.
I like the jovial feeling here. Everybody's laughing agreeably, you know? I mean, what does that say? It says something, I'd say.
I'm Rob St. Mary, Aspen Public Radio News.